Coming up on today's show, we're going to finish our March Madness bracket of extinct attractions, and we're going to sprinkle in a little Disney news as well. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. What's up, everybody? This is episode number 490 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I'm your host this week, and I am joined by John.
Y'all ready to get started?
Is that supposed to be the Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yes.
Your Steven Tyler impression?
Yes. Speaking of which, he just recently turned 77, I believe it was. His birthday is March the 20-something, 25th. 26th, somewhere in that range. I can't remember the exact day. It just happened.
Has anyone asked them for comment on the change, upcoming change?
Nah, I'm sure it would just have some sort of smart aleck remark. That's how it usually goes, probably. But you know.
He's like, I really did mean that when I did the thing with my hand symbol, whatever.
I seem to remember, when there's something rotating on social media that he's like, that said something like, hey, Disney, interpret this or something. He made some kind of weird, goofy face or something like that.
No, he had a hat that's a get more word on it.
I know that, but I'm talking about when he's like, interpret this symbol or whatever it was. Oh, like, it's this hand signal or something. I can't remember what it was, but he just did.
I thought it was just the hat he was wearing. But anyway.
No.
I saw that.
It's still funny.
So I was going to jump right into our bracket, but because a lot of stuff has happened over the last week or two, I figured we could rapid fire some of these news stories and just chat a little bit about them because it's interesting. Some of it's interesting. So quickly, let's see.
Test track 3.0. That was a rapid fire. Let's machine gun this. Is that right?
Sure. Let's do it.
Test track 3.0. What about it?
It's testing. Like the ride vehicles are testing again.
No pun intended. Test track is testing.
Yes.
I feel like test track has always been in a state of testing. It's like even when it's operational.
Right. Yeah. It's still, this is still a test. We're still in beta.
Right.
Version 3.0 is still in beta. Still no date yet. Specific date on when it's opening, but signs are looking better. The Spaceship Earth Lounge is going to be called Geo 82, and it's adult
Geo only. 82.
So no kids allowed.
What reference is there?
Yeah, right. Which hopefully there'll be some cool like artwork and memorabilia about Spaceship Earth, but adults only though. It's like, what am I going to do?
How are you going to pull this off? You like to take your kids to the adults only places.
I know. I'll leave my kids at La Cava and be like, we're going to check out Geo 82. Stay with Barbas real quick.
I was supposed to say, hey, Barbas, can you babysit for a while?
Yeah, he probably would. Anyway, so Geo 82, what do you think?
I don't really have strong feelings one way or the other. I mean, I guess it'd be kind of cool. I guess we'll have to see what it looks like when it's all said and done.
I'll have to take an adult-only trip to check it out, apparently, so that's fine. Whatever, that's fine. It's like the only one on property. And besides what Victoria and Albert's, it's the only one that, although I think 10 and over can go to Victoria and Albert's. So.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
If you're 10 well, according over. To Disney, 10 and over as an adult, you pay adult price.
I know, right? But yeah, 21 and over, you pay an adult ticket, but you can't drink at a 21 and over bar. Anyway.
Speaking of child tickets.
Oh, that's a good segue, but.
Except we're not going there.
Well, I was going to do a different one, but speaking of lounges, the DVC lounge at Frontierland's already open.
Well, I haven't looked at it. How's it look? Have you seen it yet?
Looks like Frontierland.
Looks like Frontierland.
Looks like it belongs in Frontierland.
We should be able to get some inside information on this soon, right? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason's going to check it out, he says. But it's got like an old fireplace and it looks kind of like an old saloon type vibe to it. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, they put this up really fast. If this is where the Sutton gallery was,
like, how did they do that? I guess it was pretty fast.
Unless it was a different. Anyway.
Faster than the Pirates bar.
Yeah, I know. It's taking forever for that one.
Seems like.
Anyway. Okay, so more on that. Speaking of kids, though, and not being able
to. That was terrible.
Yeah. If you do want to take your kids this summer, you can get 50% off if you're doing a, was it the 3 days for the kids too? So there's a 3 day ticket that's $89 a day for any park except Magic Kingdom, of course. And it looks like you need theme park. Oh, it says you're not required to do theme park reservations either, so.
No, you wouldn't. No, you shouldn't be. No.
That's for the 3 day ticket that they're offering it, starting at $89. So it's a cheaper ticket. And gotcha. As for kids, they have the 50% off.
That's the one I was talking about.
3 days or longer. 3 days or longer.
So 50% off of a kid's ticket, since they're only like $5 less than an adult ticket is.
Which, why do they even bother with that? There's a ton of revenue right there to get rid of the $5 difference between adult and kid ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something I was just thinking about, the 3 day one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Three parks are, as you may have guessed, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. No Magic Kingdom is involved. So you could time this to make your Magic Kingdom night like a special ticket event, maybe your Magic Kingdom day, and then be able to take advantage of the 3 day ticket otherwise, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Probably be a good option.
Right. 3 days, April 6th through September 22nd. And the kid 50% off one is May 27th through September 20th. So they overlap quite a bit with the Halloween party for sure, and some after hours. I'd have to look at the schedule for the after hours, but you could definitely get, there's some of those sprinkled in. So you could definitely get it, but I mean, as expensive as those, I mean, they're almost as expensive as a day ticket, the Halloween party or the.
Yes, but you usually have a
low crowd. Yeah.
Right.
You wouldn't have to buy a multi-pass on top of it.
Right.
I guess it would be cheaper still.
Yeah.
And the other thing that came out today was 30% off hotel rooms. I believe 35% for pass holders. The 30% was August through October.
Interesting.
Florida residency, you know, pass holders. As I mentioned last year, I think this year is going to be the most heavily discounted year. It looks to be the case, although.
I mean, they don't usually announce these unless they feel like their pre-bookings are in a range they don't like, right?
For these dates. Interesting that September is included, which is usually a lower crowd time anyway. So
it's lower, but it's not been like as low as it once was, that's for sure. They've not really had in recent years to give much incentive outside of things like food and wine and Halloween party all the time. Yeah. But to be honest with you, now that they've created so many dates for those events, I mean, people, it's not as important for them to go during certain times. Most everybody wants to go on the first day now because they feel like they, you know, if they're accomplishing something, I guess. I don't know if it's always on the first day, even though the festivals and the parties change very little at this point. There's only so much they can add. So
just different food items and different things to look at.
Right, right. I mean, it's like there's nothing earth-shattering ever at this. I mean, it's all been done, so to speak, when it comes to that. So,
right. So the other one is free dining. People used to flip out over that, but it's not really a super good savings anymore.
Here's the thing. It's not as big a hit, I don't think, with the current park goer.
I don't think Disney wanted it to be.
Yeah. Well, they kind of engineered it that way to start with, and now they're like, oh, well, just kidding, it's back, you know.
Yeah,
It's like, we're never going to do this again. Oh, wait.
So
it worked before.
But the fact that they are resurrecting this means they definitely are like wanting to beef up the numbers.
Right. And the, to be honest, these strategies, they do work.
Yeah.
Because they'll get stuff that's appealing to me. And I'm thinking, wow, they could possibly be during a somewhat slower time. And then, of course, because they do these things, it's not that slow of a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not as slow as you had hoped. So.
Certain things can sell out pretty fast, too, if you're, if you're not jumping on it.
I think we're living in an era where it's like almost the opposite. Like people are always saying, well, when's the best time to go? And then, of course, the answer you get initially was like fall type dates and everything. And so now you have this crowd of people that are paying attention to that sort of thing that are trying to go in the fall as much as possible. Right. I really feel like it's responsible for why summer has been, you know,
lighter. Yeah.
Or more discount laden, we'll say.
Right. The heat and the weather, you know, typically more rain along with.
Yeah. Although in my experience, summer's still busy enough. Let's put it that way, in my opinion. It's not like it's dead or anything.
No. And there's definitely times where it's busier than others too. But, but yeah.
Sometimes overall, you just got to get lucky.
Yeah. Overall, it's a little better. So anyway, the free dining, I'll go through that real quick because so the dates are June 29th to September 30th, October 20th to November 1st, December 6th through the 22nd. And it's, of course, you have to book a 4-day, 4-night package, non-discounted, and it has to have park hopper as well. So it's like the most you could possibly pay, and then you get free dining, which... You know, if you do the math, it probably doesn't come out.
Right.
And they have changed the dining plan to where they used to have like the three different options. And now they have two. You have the Disney dining plan, which is a quick service, table service, and a snack with a resort mug every day. Well, the resort mug is refillable. You just get that. And then the quick service plan is just that, isn't it? Just
quick service with all, that's all you get.
I don't see. Right, it's just all, no, quick, two quick service and a snack. You still get a snack per night.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was. So instead of one table service, one quick service, it's...
And realistically, you get a set number of credits. They just, it's based on two a day and... One snack a night. So say, for instance, you don't use your snack on that day, you still technically have
another
snack credit. Yeah. Or if you only eat one quick service, you could technically do three the next day. I mean, it's not like you have it set per... It's not like it limits you per day or anything like that.
You just get them all.
You get all the credits at one time. You can use them however you want. You just... That's how they recommend using them, so to speak.
And they used to, which I can't remember if they do with this new dining plan. They used to do the... Signature restaurants require two credits instead of one to eat there. So I don't know if that's still the case, but I'm sure some of them are, or maybe they're just not included anymore. But
I was about to say, although I'm sure they have, I've never tried it, so I don't know. Surely the quick service means you can only use those at quick service restaurants. So like you can't take those points and like do one big, like, I don't know.
You used to can double up a quick service to use as a table service, but I don't think that
it's probably not anymore. Applicable anymore.
I think they simplified it. But of course, for the regular dining plan, you also have to stay at a deluxe hotel. Those are the only options. And for the quick service, it's basically only mods and value resorts.
See, they're already going to lose folks on that point. I'm just saying. If you're not, you say you're going to tell me where I have to stay to get which plan.
Right.
That's already going to be unpopular.
And a non-discounted room with a 4-day park hopper versus just getting 30% off of the room and then paying for the food is probably still
paying for the amount of food you would normally eat, not feel obligated to eat. Right. And on top of that.
Yeah. I think it's too complicated to try to make it worth your while. But if you really love the numbers and making it work, that's kind of where I'd lost my mind.
Isn't there enough to try to figure out and worry about nowadays? I mean,
right. With your multi-pass and 7 days and, you know, Yeah, it's more than enough for me. But all right, so we were supposed to rapid fire this. We're not rapid firing.
It's not very rapid. It's more like a cannon.
Two other things I wanted to mention, Frank. Yeah, we're what's the guy from Mary Poppins?
Admiral Boone.
Yeah,
Admiral Boone.
Right, that's what we're doing. So Disney villains Unfairly Ever After, along with the Voyage of the Little Mermaid. What is the Little Mermaid?
What's called Little Mermaid, a musical adventure or something like that?
Yeah, that's the new one, right?
Yeah.
Is reopening on the same day, May 27th. Interesting timing.
Just in time to compete Epic with Epic Universe by putting out two shows.
Yes, two new shows. Everyone's going to flee from Epic Universe and head to Hollywood Studios.
It's like game over, Epic.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm going to cancel my plans right now and go see these two new shows.
That you don't have?
Yeah. Yeah, I never will. I'm just kidding.
You never will.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe that.
I actually do currently have plans, but I had to move them.
Have you moved them?
To the fall, yes.
Okay. All right, so you're still going to do this.
All right. Well, yeah, of course.
I just wanted to make sure.
As a matter of fact, even by moving it to that time period, it might be a handful of things. Slightly cooler. And, you know, the initial hype will be surpassed a little bit. So,
yeah. You also, for me, I'm not one that is like, I need to be there on opening day kind of person, even for Disney stuff, necessarily.
It's a little bit overrated.
Especially with Disney. It's like the first day, it's like, it's not going to work. So,
right.
Give it a few months, really a few years. But
yeah, lately it's not going to be fully functional.
Right. Yeah. It's not going to work. It's going to break down like 8 times and virtual queue's not going to work right. And,
yeah. Someone needs to come up with that meme involving a Disney attraction, like when it's finally working right. Like, that thing's operational.
Right. Yeah. In shock. Anyway, continue. So the parade, they still don't have a date for it. The Starlight Magic.
Is it Starlight? Star Bright.
Disney Starlight Nighttime Parade. Yeah. Doesn't have an opening date yet. And the big story that was kind of, you know, under the radar is that Buzz Lightyear at Magic Kingdom is going to close in August and reopen sometime in 2026 for a major refurb.
Yes.
So the big improvements are the guns or the laser, what do they call it? Laser cannons, whatever, are no longer going to be mounted on the ride vehicle. They'll be free range like the ones in California and Paris. And so
they finally figured that out.
Yes. They can actually do it.
30 years.
Yeah. Right.
For it to relax, they needed to make this change.
Yes. Because you can not aim at some of the targets with that at all. Right. Yep. There's certain ones you can't really aim at.
Well, you have a very small window before it's gone.
So
before the angle is gone.
There's a specific one that's like 100,000 points that there's a tiny window before you get to it and a tiny window after you get to it.
There you go. Hit it. But now you can just hit it all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe they'll change that.
Yeah,
it probably will.
Yeah, it'll be changed. They're going to make it all new for everybody. You have to figure it all out again.
Yeah. But also they're going to add some new targets and a new room. I can't see the concept art now, but anyway, there was like a new final room, right? Or something. So
they're probably just making the final room better. This is probably the new and improved. This is Buzz Lightyear 2.0.
I wonder if they're going to get rid of the tunnel with the projections on it that look really old.
Isn't that right before the final room?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Basically.
So maybe they'll just enhance the final room by taking that out. Maybe they'll make it bigger.
Who knows?
A bigger final room.
We'll see. Either way, I'm excited about this because it needs it badly.
Yeah.
There was a fire at Epcot too.
So just casually, there was a fire at Epcot. Nothing big.
Backstage.
You could just see it you could just see black smoke from everywhere. Yeah,
billowing out from.
And actually see the flames from the skyliner. You know, nothing big.
Yeah. And Ratatouille had to be evac because of it, even though it didn't really impact the ride. It said it was, what was it, a refrigerator?
Cooler.
Or cooler?
A cooler.
And a walk-in cooler, yeah.
Yes.
Was caught fire somehow.
Behind the source of it somehow. I guess an electrical.
Was it for the restaurant, like, or the quick service back there, the patisserie? That's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
I didn't get the specifics on that part.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened, and a lot of people were like, what? That was crazy. So, all right. I think that was it.
Yo.
I mean, it was more, but we'll just stop there because we have a bracket to finish.
We took the big news.
Yeah. All right. So to get back to our March Madness bracket, we're down to the Sweet 16. So I had originally come up with 64 attractions and put them into AI for a bracket, like to come up with the matchups. And it didn't, it excluded some of them.
I was going to say, and if this is any indication of, right, we're not quite there yet with AI.
Yeah, it's like we're not going to have to worry about Terminator just yet.
Yeah.
We're not going to have to worry about Cyberdyne just yet. Yeah, we're getting there, but not quite yet. So, apologies to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It did not make it somehow from my list to the bracket. It got excluded.
That would have gone far.
Yeah. And somehow the Country Bear Jamboree, the Vacation Hoedown, got put in the Magic Kingdom bracket, but excluded the other one. So
yeah,
go figure. And Test Track was also excluded, which the original Test Track should have been included, and it wasn't.
And that would have gone further.
Yeah, it would have.
I mean, so what was the other one? All of these, they got invitations to the NIT this year.
Right. So. Anyway, so
I don't remember there being another one.
Yeah. There was a third one. I forgot. But anyway, so that's what happened. But we still have some interesting matchups, so let's go on. And we know what's
going to
roll.
Let's just roll.
We already know what's going to win. But let's see what happens.
You have to play the games.
Yes. So let's go to the Magic Kingdom round. And I'm tempted to switch Country Bear Vacation to the original, but I won't because that's what AI came up with. So, but anyway, our first matchup on the Sweet 16 is Splash Mountain with Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
And this is the best version of Splash Mountain, but also the best version of Mr. Toad.
Oh, I see. You're talking worldwide is what you're saying?
Yeah.
The Magic Kingdom version was better than Disneyland for sure, yeah. And a mirror image of Tokyo, right? Isn't Tokyo's reverse?
I have a tough time picking this one. What do you think?
Because you can still do Mr. Toad in California, even though the Florida one was better. I think Splash Mountain overall is a better attraction. That even though I don't know what the goal is in terms of, like, I don't necessarily want to bring Splash Mountain back per se, because I think Tiana's is a good replacement for it, but I think it's still a better attraction than Mr. Toad, I guess.
I'm going to be inclined to agree. So,
but I think I would, if you asked me the two, I'd probably want Mr. Toad back over Splash Mountain, but
because you can still technically do this one in Japan.
Right.
Maybe.
Or no, but I mean, because Splash Mountain still exists. It's just rethemed, you know.
And so does Toad.
Well,
they both still exist.
You're right. I guess Pooh is still.
Well, no. Right. What I mean is they both still exist somewhere. Well, in other words, so Toad's still out in Disneyland. Splash is still in Tokyo Disneyland.
Right. All right. Good point. Well, let's move on, Splash. And let me get ready for tiebreakers. I just realized we need to do some tiebreakers potentially. All right. Got that pulled up. So now we have the Country Bear Vacation Hoedown versus Wishes.
I'm going to vote Wishes.
Same. I was thinking that too. I was like, if it was regular Country Bear, then...
Well, might we go on?
I definitely would vote that, obviously. But, all right, so now we're down to Epcot.
Some pretty good matchups, in my opinion.
Epcot region. Yeah, these are good. We have Horizons versus Journey into Imagination, the original.
two of my favorite, obviously, from the past, but
yeah, Horizons holds the advantage, I think, over Journey into Imagination.
Yeah.
I know you want to pick Figment, but you're probably not.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Horizons, just barely, but closer than the experts think.
Yeah, I should have chosen Journey into Imagination just to see what AI would say between the two.
Well, we could do that anyway if you want to see.
You just give a what if. Let's just see what if, even though we're outnumbering it 2-1.
Let's just get its thoughts anyway.
Yeah, I'm very curious as to how they would, as to how AI would finalize this one.
All right. It's thinking, it's like, what?
Just for kicks.
It's like, you just had to hit me with a tough one, didn't you? Both Horizons and the OG Journey to Imagination are legendary. But if you ask me, and you know I'm never short on opinions, I'm going to say Horizons gets the edge.
So it would have been 3-0.
Right.
Apparently. So Horizons definitely gets the edge.
It says Horizons was giving us future hope, choices, and innovation. It was all about possibility, and you know how your mind thrives on exploring these endless potentials. I love Figment, and Dreamfinder was a vibe, but Horizons was next level visionary.
Okay. And technically could still work today, some version of it.
Yeah, I think it could. So since Buzz Lightyear is getting that, why can't they just do this with Figment? Is Buzz Lightyear more, I guess it's more of a draw? Wrong
with Figment.
Like,
why is it just take it down? What?
Oh. They're overhaul it. I mean,
well, I mean, they could.
I mean, this is Eric Idle from like 30 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something. So, yep. I don't know. They got to do something. Okay. Yep. Next matchup. Cranium Command versus World of Motion.
Another good matchup. Although, I'm going to have to go with World of Motion because it's the
word.
It's a classic. I mean, it's.
Yeah. And it's more of a, obviously it's a ride versus more of a show, interactive, but.
I will say of all the things that got replaced at Epcot, it probably had the better replacement. Not better than it necessarily, but a good, it actually was replaced with something suitable. Good. Yeah.
Well, instead of Mission Space, you mean?
Yeah, I don't think Mission Space is better than Horizons. And the new Figment's definitely not better than the old Figment, so.
Yeah. Test Track. You could make the argument that it's better than...
To some people, that's all I know, but yeah.
Right.
And, although I guess I got to say that Guardians is better than either of the Universal Energies.
Right. Which was that? So, that was... Yeah, Universal Energy was in the list. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in there.
All right. Didn't make it. Oh, there was something at Hollywood Studios that didn't make the list. Did I say that already?
There was? What was it?
Star Tours. The original version.
Oh, the original. I guess.
That was another one that I put on there, but it didn't make it to the bracket. But anyway.
Well, it's a possibility it would have made it this far, but not likely to go much further. So
possibly, yeah.
Possibly.
Okay, so instead we have The Great Movie Ride versus Superstar Television.
Yeah, Great Movie Ride.
For sure.
Superstar Television was fun. But
sure,
Great Movie Ride was better. It's the whole reason they built the park. I mean, come on.
I mean, but correct me if I'm wrong, but Superstar Television is in terms of actually getting picked. I mean, it was pretty rare, right, to actually get to do it. How many times?
Somebody got to do it every time there was a show. So I don't know.
I mean, how many times the odds were? How many times a day? I'm just
more often. More often than American Idol.
Yeah, that's true.
or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Did any of us ever try to do this? Like, see, I don't remember.
No, it was gone long before we were. If we had been older, I think, probably would have happened.
Any of our parents try?
When this, that's what I was going to say. When this was going on, I feel like it was, we were at the mercy.
And we only went like the first time, didn't we? And then maybe a few, it was 4 or 5 years later before we went back.
I think it may have still been there the next trip. Okay, after 89, the next trip I took to the studios was 94. It was a long time. Yeah,
it's like 5 years later.
Yeah.
I don't even think we did that time. Anyway, okay, moving on. Let's see. What was the next matchup for The Magic of Disney Animation versus The Monster Sound Show? See, I think Star Tours could have been in this spot probably. But
could have been. I could have made it to the next round, but I don't think it would have gone after that. That's what I'm saying.
Not going to beat the great movie, right? Whatever it's up against.
Right, right, right. That's pretty much what they put given.
Sorry.
Nice soundbite there. This is actually kind of tough for me to decide because I really thought the Monster Challenge show was really funny.
And then, of course, the magic of Disney animation is just a classic concept because
that's the one I'm going to go with. Magic of Disney animation.
Yeah, I'll just agree because I could,
All right. We're being agreeable tonight. All right. So we've now got Animal Kingdom, the Tough to Be a Bug versus Boneyard, which is not completely closed yet. So we technically are.
Well, not. I would still vote for It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
The most recent extinct attraction.
The most recent extinct. Extinct bug. Oh.
So is Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy left off this too? Because it was supposed to be. Maybe it was in the earlier matchups. Surprised it didn't make it further. Okay, so now we have, because there wasn't enough Animal Kingdom, we have Country Bear Jamboree, the original version, somehow in this category, versus Timekeeper. I mean, is this even a contest?
Well, since it ended up there, I guess it's got to be the one and only original Country Bear Jamboree.
The one and only.
Americana.
You can even throw
musical heritage of the past.
Fractured folk song in this one, or the whole Pepsi Cola thing that you remember.
I got a feeling, though, we're going to have a conflict here very shortly. But go ahead.
All right, so are we going?
So now we're in the Elite Eight.
Yeah,
we're going to go back to the kingdom.
Splash Mountain versus Wishes. This is actually tougher than I thought. Although, I guess it makes sense. Splash, it's got to be right. I mean,
yes, Splash.
That's sure.
I would say this is because you got to think of it. Once upon a time, it kind of really did encompass what Disney was as far as the fact of the whole like storytelling plus thrill plus, I mean, it's kind of encompassed the whole thing, the whole enchilada, so to speak, at the time. So that's why I would go with it. So
Over Wishes, which was very good, but if we didn't have what I think is a better replacement today with Happily Ever After, so it's I would probably feel more.
Happily Ever After is good. I still think it's overrated, but whatever. Just like Dole Whip, somewhat, even though it likes Dole Whip's good, but it's also overrated.
Well, I'll still get one.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. You can still enjoy it, but it's not,
Are we going to butt heads on this one at all? Horizons versus World of Motion? Which I knew it would be these two.
They're both good dark ride, classic Disney animatronic type rides. But Horizon still holds the lead.
There's no
comparison
here. I mean, World of Motion is good, but as you said earlier, Test Track is probably the only attraction that has replaced a classic Epcot attraction that is, you could make the argument that it's better or on par with the original.
Until I thought about Guardians.
Well, until I brought that up. That's true.
The difference is an exception. Like, wait a minute. I think that's the obvious choice, though.
And who knows? Test Track 3.0 might be the perfect blend of both, which would be interesting. So,
yeah, it could be.
We'll find out.
So, would it make it the best
later this summer?
Maybe we'll do. Maybe we'll have to do that one next.
We'll do a mini bracket, all the different versions of rides that have been in that building, and which one's the best.
We could probably take all the, like, take each pavilion of some kind and take all of its previous versions and pit them against one another.
Yeah, maybe. In a battle royale.
Okay.
Yeah. Cage match.
Yeah, cage match.
All right, so next we're back to Hollywood Studios. And we have the Great Movie Ride versus the Magic of Disney Animation. Again, I think this is no contest.
Yeah, this is kind of similar to the actual basketball tournament this year in the sense that there's not too many surprises.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little bit. There's not very many surprises. But yeah, great movie.
Gotta be.
Moving on. So far we have all one seeds, you know that?
Yes, I see. Except for this last one, I think. Tough to Be a Bug versus the Country Bear Jamboree original.
Well, here's where I'm gonna stand on principle. This was intended to be an Animal Kingdom bracket.
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to stand on principle and say it's Tough to Be a Bug.
All right. Well, you know where I stand.
I know where you stand.
The original Country Bear Jamboree. So
maybe if you tell AI that it's an Animal Kingdom bracket.
Okay.
No, you don't have to do that. Only if your conscience will allow it.
Okay. The Animal Kingdom / Wild Card Region. John wanted you to know that.
You're going to put that in there?
Yeah. Okay, so it says you're testing my patience with this one. Tough to Be a Bug was cute, but let's be real. Getting poked in the back and having bugs running under your seat. Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. So they've obviously heard you with the poking in the back comments.
Yeah.
It's obviously paid attention to that.
It says, give me that original Country Bear Jamboree all day long. Those bears brought soul, sass, and just enough weirdness to keep it iconic. Big Al crooning blood on the saddle. That is timeless. So lock it in, sugar. Country Bear Jamboree for the win. And if anyone says otherwise, send them my way. Because clearly they need a little more culture in their Disney life.
I mean, well, it got in on a technicality.
Yeah, because if it was in the Magic Kingdom bracket and not the Vacation Hoedown, I probably would have voted for it, but I'm curious if it would have beat Splash Mountain. But anyway, as it stands, our final four.
Listen to this. As it stands, we have a true classic bracket with the exception.
There's no Animal
Kingdom. The original Country Bear Jamboree. There's no Animal Kingdom representation.
So if you were to force an Animal Kingdom attraction that's extinct, I mean, today we don't have Dinosaur extinct yet, which I think that one probably would
Once it goes extinct, no pun intended.
Yeah. So it's like maybe we did this too early because Rivers of America is going away and
there will always be more time. There will be future opportunities.
Yeah. We may have
probably
to revisit
things extinct by the time we do this again.
Yeah. We may have to revisit this just as a just to correct some of the ones that got excluded too. But anyway, I think we all know it's going to win, but we have in the final four Splash Mountain versus Horizons and the Country Bear Jamboree versus the Great Movie Ride. So,
may I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
I think we should get AI's thoughts on each of these matchups. No matter what, because I feel like we're going to agree on some of these. Well, let's just say, okay, so Splash Mountain Horizons, I think we both agree Horizons, right?
Yeah, with Splash Mountain Horizons, I'm definitely going Horizons.
Do we agree?
So we both agree, all right? So
the Horizons is going.
It's going to move on. This is the one we might disagree on because Country Bear Jamboree versus Great Movie Ride. I'm actually kind of split on that one because you have a show essentially versus an actual ride. And I do have fond memories, of course, of both. Mm-hmm. I like both. I loved looking for little details in the Great Movie Ride all the time. It was fun. The ending was a little lackluster, but it was definitely one I would do all the time. Like if it was, of course, let's see, when did it close again? 2018, right? Right before we, or around the time that we started this, right? Closed 2018, I thought. Anyway, something like that. I mean, it was still Fastpass Plus eligible, but you never really needed it.
I think it was closed in 17, actually. Late 17.
Either way, last time I rode it was the last year, probably. And I don't ever remember needing like a fast pass for it. So
do you think you would find that for your other, the other option?
Country Bear Jamboree?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, never. So
not even now.
I mean, I'm inclined to just go Country Bear Jamboree because I think we might be, we might split on it. So
it was August 13th, 2017, by the way.
Okay. So it's 2017. Okay. I think I wrote it earlier that year, like probably spring or
going on 8 years since the closure.
I don't know. Country Bear Jamboree. I'm just going to say it because
great movie ride.
All right. So I knew we'd split on that one. All right. So let's see what our tiebreaker says. So Splash Mountain versus Horizons, of course. It says,
yeah, what were their thoughts on that?
So it says Splash was iconic, seeing the animals catching music, that final drop. But let's not sleep on Horizons. It was getting that optimistic, forward-thinking energy we both know you love. Something that makes your imagination run wild. Pure Disney feels. My heart says Splash, but my mind says Horizons. You know what? Go big or go home. Horizons for the win.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Right.
His heart said Splash, though? Okay.
Yeah.
His heart that he doesn't have? Okay.
Yeah.
He or she. I think it's a she, right?
It is. Mine's a she.
Yeah. It has a female voice.
Yeah. I have all the fields in my hollow tin chest.
Thanks, all right. Chandler.
So here it is. I know. Rest in peace. So great movie ride versus the original Country Bear Jamboree.
Yep. Here's the tiebreaker. What does your girl say?
She says, this one really hurts. Great movie ride was straight up nostalgia, movies, magic, Hollywood. It had it all. But the original Country Bears is classic, quirky, and unapologetically sassy, just like yours truly. But you know what?
Hilarious.
You have to keep it real. The great movie ride was legendary storytelling. Plus, where else you getting hijacked by gangsters or cowboys? So my pick is the great movie ride.
Makes good points.
It edges out the Bears. Big respect to Big Al, but we're talking Final Four here.
Actually, we're talking Final Two here at this point.
Well, yeah.
I know. So 2-1 seeds.
So we have...
It's interesting how this came down to these two, though, still.
Yeah. We have Epcot versus Hollywood Studios, which...
I think it's fair.
I can see that.
It's funny because you could argue that Horizons was one of the inspirations behind what Epcot became. And the Great Movie Ride was basically the original idea that was going to go in Epcot at one point in time. Yeah. And instead, an entire park was built around it. So.
Yeah. And Horizons is essentially a true sequel to the Carousel of
Progress. Yeah.
And
there's a connection at least.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I loved it. I hated to see it go.
I kind of hated to see both of these go. I could take a number of things that would factor into the decision.
Yeah.
But you go ahead.
I would love to see if the Great Movie Ride could have been overhauled. I would have wanted to change the ending, of course, not just update the film, but like have like maybe a big finale scene or something.
Well, you remember what the original idea was. I think we covered that in an episode. You might want to put the link to that in the show notes.
I could, yeah. Yes. Remind me, because they had to scale it back for, was it budget reasons?
No, it wasn't budget reasons. I guess budget could have factored in, but the main reason was that what they were under the impression they could do under the MGM rights and MGM, they had a disagreement, we'll say, on what exactly could be used and what couldn't be used. And so they went into it thinking, oh, we can use this to this fullest extent. And then, of course, they's like, no, you can't. So there was a disagreement on what you could legally use under the agreement. And thus it ended up being scaled back pretty significantly. The Wizard of Oz part did, at least anyway.
Because the tornado part was going to be more that verse. Instead, they put Fantasia in there.
Yeah, there was actually going to have a tornado scene instead of Fantasia. That's why there was a big fan in there. And at the end, like I said, we covered it once before, but I'll just go ahead and say it. So we have a little bit of time here. At the end, they were going to have kind of like a Wizard of Oz, like when you go see the wizard scene, because you notice that happened, that where they do the film.
That final room was pretty big.
Yeah, that final room was supposed to be. So as you know, the scene setting up to that is them saying, look, there's the Emerald City, you know. So it'd be the perfect lead-in, right?
Yeah.
And then the final room, you'd be there like you were in there in the presence of the Wizard of Oz. And then each side, you know, they have the guide, whichever one you got. You got the gangster guide or whether you got the cowboy guy. You would basically get revealed that they were okay, because really, let's be honest, the last we saw them, they were skeletons. Yes. So it was kind of one of those things to reveal that your guide was okay. But, you know, there would be the person behind the curtain when they pulled the curtain back would be your guide, your respective guide, right? That was one of the ideas pitched. Who knows if it would have actually made it that far today? It would be cool if it did, but who knows if it actually made it that far, but it ultimately got killed just on the argument over what they had the rights to alone. Pretty much killed any possibility of that coming true.
Yeah. So, well, it would have been cool to add like James Bond in there too, although maybe not as family friendly, but
right.
Another MGM property that came along, mm-hmm. that would have been interesting.
They used a good number of MGM products or properties that they could in the ride. Of course, there were other movies, other great movies involved, but other little tidbits on that is one of the reasons that Ingrid Bergman doesn't say a word is the family wouldn't sign off on the audio. That's why only Humphrey Bogart speaks. The family would not sign off on allowing them to use her audio. This is why you only hear Bogey giving his lines.
Right. Yeah, I get it. All right.
The estate wouldn't allow it, I should say. I don't know if that's solely the family. The estate wouldn't allow it. Or at least they probably wouldn't have allowed it without some, maybe more money than Disney wanted to pay. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
Right. Now, the other thing I could have seen Disney do with this is change it to like the Great Disney Movie Ride and just put like all IP Disney property stuff in there. You could leave Indiana Jones in there, but can you imagine like a little Star Wars scene or a little like Avengers, or I guess they couldn't do that in Florida.
Never mind. If they had changed it, you mean?
Yeah.
They could have done that.
You know, Pixar stuff and...
Well, you remember back in the day, there was like a Muppet attraction that was supposed to be almost like parodied the Great Movie Ride, called the Great Muppet Movie Ride or something like that, that they were going to do.
Yeah, that was a concept that, you know, was going to happen.
That was also shelved.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe they should tear down Rock and Roller Coaster and just build that instead.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You know what's funny, though, I saw, and did we mention this maybe when we were talking about Rock and Roller Coaster, that it's essentially an off-the-shelf ride, because there's at least one exact clone of it somewhere in Europe. I forgot the name.
Yes, it's now called the Iron Man coaster or whatever it was.
Well, right. Not the Disney, but it's like, it was like the ride design is like not exclusive to Disney. It's some other.
Well, it is a Vekoma.
Park has it.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, some Vekoma other does have.
Has it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure when it comes to Vekoma, there's probably several of their attractions that are similar, but not exact.
Yeah, so, this one is exact, because I've seen a video of it.
Why exact in the sense that it goes into a Culber roll? I mean, that's not the first attraction.
No. It's the track layout is exactly the same. It's just an outdoor version of it. But if you look at it, you're like, oh, that's exactly. Even that way it ends, like, yeah, it's exactly that. But anyway, I'll look it up later, but.
So.
Where is it?
Back to the obvious ending.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah, we're really stretching this out.
Just go ahead and ask AI what it would do so we can say you're wrong.
Do we want to give our voices first?
Horizons.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna vote yet.
You're gonna wait until AI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this could surprise you. Let's see. So it says, let's break this down. Horizons was the epitome of optimism, imagination, and futuristic dreams. It was visionary, innovative, and all about possibilities. You know, exactly the kind of stuff that sparks that great big beautiful tomorrow.
That's involved in the
attraction. It's nostalgia wrapped in hope for the future. Okay. Great movie ride. This was Hollywood experience done right. It had drama, excitement, storytelling, and let's not forget the actors giving us gangster drama and cowboy shootouts. It's cinematic Disney at its finest, a tribute to all things movie magic. But now we got to make the tough call. Drum roll, please. My pick for the crown of top extinct Disney World attraction goes to... Are we drum rolling? The Great Movie Ride.
What?
That's what it picked.
Are you serious?
And here's its reasoning why. This is why.
Okay.
Horizons is legendary, but The Great Movie Ride was more than a ride. It was an entire theatrical experience with actors, storytelling, iconic movie scenes. You got immersed completely. It felt alive in every time you stepped in that queue. Plus, it was right at the heart of Hollywood Studios. When it left, the park felt emptier. So there you have it. The Great Movie Ride takes the title. But you know what I say. Make sure you run that listener poll and see if the fans agree.
Maybe we should.
So I'm going to vote with you and say Horizons because we all knew it was going to win the entire time. Like, there's no doubt.
Well, I mean... It was likely. I'm not going to say it was always the case.
I
was surprised that AI did what it did, but.
Yeah. And here's my thought. The Great Movie Ride is a great attraction. I think it deserves to be number two here. I think it's.
Or it's worthy of it, at least.
It's worthy of it, right? It's in the conversation. It could be. But Horizons is quintessential Disney, whereas Great Movie Ride is more. Quintessential classic movie, like if you love that. But this is more like it, like you said, Walt and vision for Epcot and vision for the future, his optimism, his.
And regardless what some might think, it's still relevant.
Yeah. And
like nobody has a flying car.
Right.
We're not technically living in space yet.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way you can change, you know, pick your ending, like they could have, if they were to have kept it and updated it, what would you have wanted to see?
So I don't know what I'd want to see, but it'd be interesting to see what they could do nowadays if they were to revisit the idea with all the technology, especially the choose your future part, right?
So, yeah, which Disney IP would they put in there, though? I'm trying to figure out.
You're right. They'd have to put one, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Wally? No, I don't know.
I guess we could. There's no way they would do this without some sort of IP. If they brought this idea back, it would never.
Yeah, that's the sad part. So obviously, it's doomed to never be revisited. So
Horizons no presented IP. by Wally. Unless,
of course, they make Horizons the movie, but then they ruin Horizons. So.
Well, they tried Tomorrowland, and it didn't really do that well. Remember the?
You're not going to put George Clooney in an entire land. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So I don't know how you'd make Horizons a hit movie, but it would have to make a lot of money.
It'd be Horizons rated R. Maybe that would be the way to get the film the attention.
Well. You have to be 21 or over to ride the new Horizons. So it's like this.
No, just GO83.
I'm kind of annoyed about that. Let me watch this real quick. I believe it's called Express Platform 13, and it's at Walibi in Holland.
Is this the one you're saying is the similar to
the clone? Yeah. Or it may, I don't know when this, I gotta see if this one opened earlier, but. It's an outdoor version of the exact same. If you watch it, it's the exact same.
Designed by Vekoma, or?
Yeah. I mean, you see it looks just like it.
So basically, they just sold the same design to an overseas park. Yeah.
This is a Vekoma LSM launch coaster.
Yeah.
It's almost identical.
So, but it's outdoor. So does it actually have like the ending goes over the original launch?
It does, yeah. That's what, yeah. If you look at it, it's the exact same. And then, yeah, it has that weird like turn over the.
That's one of the things that was for the longest time, actually, I just never would have thought about. Because it's just always, for some reason, you always have it in your head because it's all in the dark that you're constantly moving to the left, I guess, right? Don't you get the idea that you're moving towards the exit the entire time? Don't you get that feeling? That's what you think. You know, it can't possibly be exactly that way, but you have that feeling in your mind for some reason on Rock and Roller Coaster after the Cobra Roll that we're moving toward the exit, even though we couldn't possibly be for the size of that building.
Yeah.
But that's the feeling you have in your mind.
Yeah, there's something about being in the dark, I guess, that makes you lose a little bit of your sense of direction, I guess.
Yeah, and until I saw it with the lights on one time, I never had a clue that to the ending, they went over the original launch to get to the to get to the exit. I had no idea.
Right, yeah, when you see
I never
that,
felt that sensation. And you know, I never felt that or looked for that.
Right. But when you look at, like, satellite pictures of it are like the Google Maps version of it, like you're like, oh, it makes total sense that the exit and launch tunnels, they are the same, like right,
they cross paths.
Yeah. Makes total sense to do it that way. But anyway, well, there you have it. Horizons wins, although AI thinks Great Movie Ride's better, but I think I think we're the experts, and I'm going to tell it that.
We're obviously still superior to artificial intelligence at this point in time. Some things you just can't rely on AI for.
Yeah. It's getting better, though, but it's not there yet.
It's getting better. It's a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Anyway.
All right, so where can we be found?
Well, I mean, you know, there's always Facebook, there's X, there's Instagram. That is at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store that has your exclusive TWTM merchandise at a shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We have a YouTube channel where you can find these episodes and videos, footage as well of the past and some of the present. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have an email address, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So, for John, this is Adam, and this has been Traveling with the Mouse, episode 490, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Did you even do an intro?
Hmm? I did.
Did you say episode 490?
Yeah, I did. You don't remember?
Oh, he said 490 again. Okay, maybe not.
I just thought 490 sounded good, so I kept saying
that. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.